I heard many different possible ideas floated tonight. There, just like in many things, there is no one silver bullet.
Right.
There's silver buckshot.
Yeah.
And you just blast away to try to find a solution. And one of the things that I didn't hear tonight that I want to get on the radio with Fran tonight is that a home can be affordable. Housing can be affordable. But it isn't just the upfront cost. It's what it costs to pay to run the house for the entire lifetime of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And your monthly and annual energy bills are an important part of that cost. So one of the points that I wanted to share was that if you invest in construction that is slightly more expensive upfront, a premium, so to speak, of 10 or 11% to build it so that it is really energy efficient, you can take an average family home that has a $2,000 a year energy bill and you can reduce it essentially to zero. And that's not magic. It can really be done. And that savings over the lifetime of the home far outweighs the mild extra cost that's added on to the mortgage at the beginning.
Yeah.
So that is an important part of this conversation. It's not the only part, but the need to move to our clean energy future will allow this concept to be fully realized if people make it an important thing in the conversation.
That's Green New Deal housing that's happening right in Duluth, Minnesota. And Rachel Wagner is the architect who designed a house that is completely net zero. And the house, I believe, has a price tag.
I don't know what they priced
okay.
it at, to be honest.
I don't know what it was designed so that I think the city of Duluth donated the land for the house to be built on.
And housing, I believe, also is involved.
And probably they are because they're going to sell the house to a low middle income household. And the idea is that they can live there affordably because they will have zero energy bills.
Wow. So the financing would be a big thing for, other than a special program like that, for average income people to be able to make that upfront payout to make it that long term. It seems like that's another big question of it then, how they can be financed to afford that upfront investment to make it pay off in the long
term. Rachel Wagner said that it's about 11% higher construction cost to make it a net zero house, the way that she's designed it. Because there's a lot of things in the design like passive solar that, you know, that doesn't really cost that much more. It's the way the, you know, the lot is situated so that the house, the big windows are, yeah, south facing. So it's clever design, and it's not a big house. I don't remember how many square feet it is. Do you?
1440.
Okay.
1,440. And yeah, I think that, Fran, your question about the financing is really important, and this is there's another analogy I can make with this in terms of the Inflation Reduction Act that was created by Congress a year ago was an absolutely transformational piece of legislation to help America change its energy future and become more energy efficient to save money on energy for everybody. They did that by creating incentives for every single American to make an investment in energy saving upgrades to their buildings, their homes, their schools, their businesses. And by making those investments, Congress said, we know this is an important thing for our future. We're going to pony up the money to help people make these important choices to make their lives more energy efficient, and it will pay dividends far beyond just a simple reduction in energy bills monthly. It creates technologies, it creates opportunities for work, it reduces pollution, it improves health, it goes on and on and on. So those kind of creative ideas to blend important innovations in financing, important innovations in design, important innovations in what we consider normal living, not just two people or a family with 1.5 kids and two adults in one home. That doesn't have to all be preserved. Things can evolve to a better place.